I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Peter, filling in for Kevin.
And yes, for all of you who wrote in and asked, we have been feeding and giving some liquids to Peter. He's fine.
Not much.
Listen, the more we give you, the more we have to empty that bucket out. And that is gross.
This is barely survival rations.
It's okay. Fine. It's all you need. It's enough to keep you like alive. And again, it keeps our waste like disposal down. And since Kevin is still not responding to messages, and like we can't have him take it out. So it's for the best for everyone.
That's right. Now, Peter, what are you watching?
I am finally watching. I feel bad that it's taking this long. I'm finally watching Star Trek Discovery. Oh. I had seen the first episode, or I think the first two episodes, when it originally came out a couple of years ago, they like aired them generally. Mm-hmm. And I gotta be honest, I did not like it at all. When I saw it, and just recently, my partner and I were like, we need something to watch. Well, we're paying for Paramount Plus anyway, mm-hmm. waiting for Picard to come back, which has come back, and loved the first episode. It was great. But we started, fine, let's give it another chance. And we watched it, and we're like, did we see an edited version? Because this just seems a lot stronger than the one we saw like generally broadcast. And we got like three episodes, four episodes in, and we're like, this is kind of good. We're really liking this. And we're about, I think, halfway through season two right now. And we're, now season two with Captain Pike and all is just amazing. We're loving it. So that is what we're up to. And we're super glad Bob's Burgers is back as well.
And you're getting a Bob's Burgers movie.
Yeah, we've got a trailer for that. Got a trailer for that.
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. I just finished the first season of 1883, and oh my goodness gracious, what a show, and what a season, and what an ending to that whole thing. I was not expecting. I'm not going to say anything for anybody who hasn't watched it or plans on watching it. I don't know, Peter. Have you followed this whole big Yellowstone 1883 trend?
I know of it, but I haven't watched it yet.
Doug had a very good analogy. He said it's essentially Red Dead Redemption on live TV, and which is very, very true. It's a fantastic Western. It follows the early days of the Dutton family, which is what Yellowstone is based upon. And so it follows their family as they go through the, from Fort Worth all the way up to, they were on their way to the Oregon Trail. So they're going through that, and it shows that whole adventure of them trying to make it to Oregon. And, so it was it's a very, very good, dramatic show, and I really enjoyed it. They confirmed it for a season two, and I'm excited for that, even though we'll never see it for another 5 years. And they're doing like a whole Yellowstone universe now, because they've announced like two new shows based in the Yellowstone universe. They've released I think it's called they're doing 1993 or something, 1903 or something, like, I don't know. It's somewhere around there. It's another offshoot. And then they're also doing a show called 6666, which is based on the Texas ranch that was featured in the show. It's everyone's getting a universe. You get a universe, everyone gets a universe. So that's the main thing that I finished watching.
Very cool. Let's see. What have I been watching? I've been watching the new season of Ozarks on Netflix. That's a good show. Mm-hmm. I like it. I've also, something that came out this week, I watched all in one day because there's only 8 episodes. The Boys, Diabolical on Amazon Prime. It is an animated show in the Boys universe.
And are they full episodes or are they...
They're like 15
minutes. They're all shorts.
They're like 15 minutes, yeah.
Okay.
And there's one from Justin Roiland that looks like it could be a part of Rick and Morty. It's very fucking funny. There's one that was written by Awkwafina, and she's in it, and it's also very funny. It has all these different like animation styles. There's one that was written by Garth Ennis, who wrote The Boys. And the art matches the comic art, like, dead on. And they brought back Simon Pegg, who played Huey's dad in the first season, to voice Huey because they based the comic look of Huey on Simon Pegg. So Simon Pegg got to voice Huey. And then, was it Jason Isaacs voiced the Butcher, or Billy Butcher? And it was, and that one was actually kind of based on one of the comic storylines. And it's just really quick, and it was just fucking... beautiful. It was so good. It was so fun. Dark also, but that's the boys is just dark. They had a handful of people return to voice themselves, their characters, like Elizabeth Shue, is that her name, from the first season, the guy that does Homelander voiced a couple times. And the Deep voiced his character a couple times. It's wild. One episode was written by Andy Samberg, and I promise you, you're gonna watch that one if you watch it, and you're gonna go like, you're going to get to the end, and you're going to see written by Andy Samberg, and you're going to go, what? like, what? That episode? Like, it doesn't feel like an Andy Samberg project. Like, it's one of those, like, really?
Because he probably went dark?
No, not really. It didn't go dark, and it wasn't, like, funny, but it was really beautiful. Like, it was a really touching story in the Boys universe, which I know is surprising, but, like, everything from like the animation, everything, like I would not have at all guessed that Andy Samberg wrote it. He does voice a character in it. So when I saw that, like, he wrote it too, I was like, fucking, what the fuck? Like, okay. They're great voice cast. There's so many people, Seth Rogen, Michael Cera, like I said, Awkwafina, I highly recommend it. It's very funny. And again, there's like 8 episodes, so they're 15 minutes each, so you can finish it easily in about 2 hours.
I'll get to that after I finish Harley Quinn.
My God.
Which I'm currently still watching on. I'm trying to get through.
Harley Quinn. Peter, have you watched Harley Quinn on HBO Max?
HBO Max is one of the only streaming services I don't have.
Time to add it.
It's one of the. It's one of the best. It's so good.
The thing that's been tempting me to get it has been Our Flag Means Death.
Oh my god! I cannot.
I started to watch that too. That came out this week. The first 3 episodes, and holy shit! I was trying to explain it to my wife. I was like, I think you'd love this show. You love What We Do in the Shadows. Like, it's Taika Waititi again. It's Rhys Darby. Like, it's everything you love. And I was like, it's like The Office on a pirate ship. And she was like, what do they do, like talking heads? And I was like, no, it's a pirate captain who thinks he's a good pirate captain, surrounded by people who absolutely fucking hate him. And I was like, but he thinks that he's good at what he does, and he's not. Like, if he could have a world's best pirate captain mug on his desk, he fucking would. Like, it is so fucking funny. It's so good. I've been so surprised. There was someone in that show who was also in the Batman movie, in the Batman. Then there was someone that happened recently in Spider-Man, where there was the guy that played the federal agent at the very beginning of the movie is in the show Succession. And I've been watching Succession. And so when he showed up in Spider-Man, I was like, the fuck? Like, this guy's having a great time right now. You kidding me? Like, this show, like, just dropping a new season right now, and now you're here, you are in Spider-Man. Like, I feel the same way about this guy, where it's like, man, you're in this show that dropped this week on HBO Max, and then here you are in the Batman also. Like, I don't know who the fuck you are, but you're having a great fucking career right now. And then obviously watch the Batman.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I watched the Batman too, which which we can't say anything about because we won't release Peter to go see it yet.
Yeah. I've also been listening to Peter's book.
Go to the bathroom.
That's, you can wait. You can wait. You a couple can wait. I've also been listening to Pete's new book, which we were talking about Brandy Sandy earlier in the week. I will let you know. Like I've been listening to his Stormlight Archive series, and I paused his book to listen to yours. I said I'll come back, but this is more important. I gotta listen to this one first.
That sounds super kiss ass. I've just got to say.
Well, also his books are like 50 hours long, and I've 44 hours left in it. And I was like, I have to listen to this now.
And it would mean more if I wasn't handcuffed to a chair.
I mean, that's only because we couldn't get Brandy Sandy. We'd be handcuffed there instead. But that motherfucker's making $33 million over on his Kickstarter right now. He ain't answering anybody's phone calls.
Okay, so I do have... Okay, so I did finish also watching Genius, the Kanye West trilogy, the documentary about his life. And boy, oh boy, it gets so cringy and so like sad in the third act because of the fact that so you go from a guy who you see who has so many aspirations, is very confident with himself, but has nobody in his corner to keep him in check. The only person that has been in his life is his mom, who's been who's really kept him down to earth, but also she built him up this way. And then after she dies, you start to see this just instant downturn in mental health, and it continues and shows, and it really the third episode of this, and to the end, to where we lead up to today, where he is today, and you're just heartbroken by all of it, and it's such a sad documentary to watch at the end. And I was just like, that did not leave me feeling very positive, because I don't I wanted to watch it. I don't like him. I don't like the things that he says and does. And right now he is harassing and verbally abusing and
threatening
his ex-wife and her boyfriend. And it's very, very sad. And half of it, I think, is a marketing move because he has a new album coming out. And I think that he thinks that this is a good way to get his name in the newspapers and to sell an album. With that, I thought it would be interesting to watch as a study piece of being like, okay, well, maybe this will shine light as to how he got here. And I came away with it seeing that it's always been there. It's just lied dormant until his ego was unleashed. And I was just like, oh boy, this is, I said, I hope this isn't Peter one day.
So we're keeping you in check by keeping you locked up.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So listen, this is for your own good.
I was going to say, are you trying to say this is
for everyone at home is like, oh my God, the gaslighting is so fucking real right now. My God. It's fine. He can go home eventually. We just don't know when yet.
Yeah, we got one more day and we'll let him loose. So fine. Anyways. Okay, so that essentially, we're going to keep this short because we're actually going to try to get out of here on a normal time instead of 45 minutes. So,
I haven't been doing much, you know? I mean, it is what it is.
So, okay. What's that, Peter?
I was going to say the Batman. The Batman ate up so much time.
It really did. I want to go back and see it. So until tomorrow, we got Fan Friday, where hopefully Doug did his job and got some questions for Peter from the fans.
We'll see, won't we? We'll fucking see.
Until then, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Peter, still filling in against my will for Kevin.